Welcome everyone, we're back again, Be'ezat Hashem, the B'tochen Shir number 12 in the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, Shara B'tochen, and Rav Avigdor Miller's translation of it. The next thing is still part of the Akdama. It's a beautiful, beautiful point. I even made an index card to remember this Yisoid that we're going to learn today. And that Yisoid is basically that very often Hashem places in a person's life something that appears to the person to be opposite his nature, opposite to what he needs, opposite to what he expects is good for him. And it bothers him. Why does Hashem put a matziv in my life, or people in my life, or a situation in my life where it's opposite my nature? It's so against my nature, and it's hard. And the lesson of this is to tell you, no. Hashem knows what he's doing more than you know what you're doing. And if he's doing it, it's because it's good for you. So this is towards the very end of the Hakdama of the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos. Umehem, and another benefit of Bitachin is Simchasai b'chol inyan shi'ati kehu a love, is happiness in any kind of circumstance to which Hashem places him in or her in. V'im yiyeh k'neged tivai, even if it's against the person's nature. Let's say a person perceives and says, oh, my husband, my wife, they're the wrong person for my needs. Irrelevant. That's what B'tochen is. This person is happy anyway because it's for his benefit or her benefit. While, again, barring a situation of abuse with Zechiv to get out, and why, what, when, and where is a good question, but that's an exception to this rule. Always remember that. I say this often. We're talking about people that are flawed, that have issues, but they're not abusive. Not in the term of what abuse means. But if that's not the case, then you live peacefully and tolerantly with one another, even with your flaws, and you're improving each other's character. You'll gain a great level of excellence that was planned by Hashem from the beginning. So let's say you have a neighbor that you don't like. You'll learn to adjust, to try to be in good terms with that neighbor and greet him with a friendly face. If the neighbor does not respond, say also it's for my benefit. Hashem put that neighbor next door in order to make him do more excellent things and work on his character and work on his midos. And so he realizes that all the things that happens in his life are for a good purpose. Let's say a person does not like the heat, right? The summer months, he can't get out of the neighborhood or where he lives, and the summer months really, really are hard for him. But if he knows that the heat causes fruit on the tree to become ripe, so he's happy, even though he would prefer the cool temperature. Otherwise, he wouldn't have food to eat. So anything that occurs against a person's wishes, even though it would displease the regular person, but a person who has betachin, it would not make him unhappy at all. Because there's a trust in Hashem. He has trust in Hashem, a person with betachin, that he believes that Hashem will not do anything to him except what is best for him. Like the mother acts, one who has pity on her son, and is bathing him, and is diapering him, and swaddling him, and unswaddling him, al karchai, all against his will. The child feels uncomfortable because he doesn't realize that the mother is doing everything for his benefit. Hashem does everything for our benefit. And a person of betachin knows that even if he's not always comfortable, it's for his welfare. Like David HaMelech said, having not stilled and quieted my soul like a child that nurses at his mother, with everything that I had in the world and with all my experience, I felt Hashem was like a mother to me. He was doing everything for my benefit. That's one of the big benefits of a person having betachin. Such a person is always calm and satisfied because he knows that even though he doesn't seem to be the best of circumstances, it is for his benefit. Rav Avigdor Miller brings a concept of this from the Middle Ages. In the Middle Ages, Jews were locked in ghettos. They couldn't move and settle in other places. And it was very uncomfortable for them. But in reality, it was a great benefit for them. Number one, it prevented assimilation from the non-Jews around them. Number two is the ghetto walls protected them from harm. Because if they would have to mingle with the non-Jews, they would have persecuted them. Because the non-Jews were not allowed to go into the ghetto either. The wall separated them. There were rules about them going in also. The Jew who lived inside the ghetto then understood that it was for his benefit. It was making him more secure in his physical existence, more secure in his spiritual life, more in his business too, in the business dealings. And they got permits sometimes to get out of the ghetto as well, but it was for a benefit. Now again, he's talking about the ghettos in many of the Middle Age situations where they had their own kahillas, they had a certain autonomy. We're not talking about Kovna ghetto, Warsaw ghetto, those type of ghettos that the Nazis put up that were simply to humiliate and to torture and annihilate the Jewish people. That was their intent. And then it's taka, we have to ask Hashem, you know, and should remove any such evil like that. But in the Middle Ages, the ghettos overall were a protection, even though it was difficult. Then he says, he's going to explain, I explained the benefits of betachin in Hashem from the Torah and from the worldly pursuits of Aaron Hathamini betachin Sheshashivadvarim. I'm going to explain seven things. Echemem, one is mahu abitachin, what is betachin? Sheni, sibas abitachin abruim. Deals with the qualities needed for someone to have to be trusted. Which means that it clarifies factors of pursuing the cause of our well-being, meaning that at the same time that we believe Hashem will give us our parnasa, our livelihood, we still have to continue to work for that parnasa. We have to till the fields, produce food, we have to work and make a living at the same time we are living with betachin. Varvi, b'viyad v'ma shehem yiyu ha'betachin v'chiyiv shavchir g'nasim mehem. One instance is betachin applicable. Should praise the right attitudes and how you should despise the wrong attitudes. V'chamishi b'hefesh ha'yesh b'in esek ha'betachin v'lekim b'simus ha'tarif v'n esek b'shein b'tachin v'lekim. The difference between a man with betachin that works for his livelihood in comparison to a man who lacks betachin. Is it same or not? The sixth thing is to clarify the different ways that there's obligation to condemn those who believe in seeking constant pleasure in this world. And they say they hope one day to accept oil mach shemayim because shagiel cheftzimbam, but only after he achieves his desire. Now, he's not going to work on these things until later in life. And Rav Avigdor Miller says a story here. About a young man that said, right now I'm busy working all day, I can't go to any shiurim, but once I retire, I'll be able to go. He never made it to 40. So, the Hengbali Cheshbainis, those are the people that make these calculations of Cheshbainis, and we have to make sure not to do that. You know, we put our efforts to Hashem, we don't ask Hashem first to put down security for us. And the seventh concept is the ideas, things that make it difficult to have betachin, and when it's necessary to cut back some aspects of it. So we finished the Hagdama. Basically, the idea is the Mechaber is going to start talking about. Baal Chayvus Alvavus is going to talk about that. Although some things seem to be simple, the more simple it is, the more neglected it is. Mesil Shishon says that concept also. And we need to know that betochen is the same like wealth. When someone gains betochen, it says, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem V'Hoya Hashem Miftachoy. Blessed is the person who trusts Hashem, and that Hashem will be his security. Since he trusts in Hashem, Hashem will acknowledge and live through his trust. This means that a person with betachin has insurance. Hashem is his insurance. Hashem will take care of him. And the more betachin he has, the more guaranteed success he will experience. So now we have to know that betachin is not only a matter of this world, it's a matter of the next world. Great, he has a great word of Laila Ba. It's bounded on Emuna, and Emuna is the basic yisoid of what Hashem wants, Chafetz Chesed. He wants us to do kindness in every generation. And so that's the idea. And Hashem is Melech. Melech is based on the word Nimlach. And Hashem being a Melech comes from the word Nimlach, which means Eitzah, giving counsel. Hashem knows. He's just not just a Melech that sees his power. Oh, I'm a king, listen to me. He's a Melech who is capable. He knows. He knows what to do. He knows all the knowledge in the world. He knows all medicine. He knows all chemistry. He knows business. He knows everything. And sometimes a person may be nice to you, but that doesn't mean that they can help you. But Hashem is nice to you, and he knows what's best for you, and he can help you. And to remember that Hashem is all-powerful. He can do anything. Whatever he wishes, he could carry out. So Bitachon is built on these concepts. These concepts of the idea that Hashem is Chafetz Chesed. He wants to do kindness. He's a Melech. He's a king. And that he's all-powerful. And when you think this way, it's not always easy. It takes hard work, but it'll make your mind clear. And it'll be Mekuyim Taka, this bracha of Baruch HaGev Hashi Yiftach Hashem Vahey Hashem Yiftachai. Blessed is the man who trusts in Hashem, and Hashem it will be his security. Bracha V'Hatzlacha.